Proverbs for the day, January the 20th, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. This is a far stronger statement than perhaps it appears to many. Think about the statement he's making. Say, well, he's making a statement about wine and booze. That's true. And he's telling you clearly that it's a mocker and strong drink is raging. That is, as one fellow said, the Japanese say, man take drink, drink take drink, drink take man. In other words, wine is a mocker. It'll mock you. It'll make a fool out of you. It'll mock you later. They say in England, they say a fellow's in his cups. In other words, he's full of liquor. We use the term under the weather, being feeling bad and everything. In many countries, that means hungover. Under the weather means that you've drunk too much and you've got the symptoms of the flu, but it's really from alcohol poisoning. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Now, in a society such as we live in the Western world, a society that is raised on alcohol and reared on alcohol, and you've got Americans, Australians, New Guineans, you've got New Zealanders, you've got Africans, you've got Europeans, you've got people around the world that, whether they make it in a large brewery or in their basement, you've got Christians today using alcohol. That's an amazing thing to me. It's an amazing thing just out of the very concept, number one, abstain from all appearance of evil, and number two, look not upon it later on in the year we'll look at. But here we need to stick to our subject matter just for the sake of time, truthfully, because wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. That is, it takes over, and it rages, and it turns normal people into raging people, and it turns raging people into absolute monsters. And you wouldn't know that if you listened to the educated people. You wouldn't know that if you went to a typical gathering. You wouldn't know that if you went to some so-called Christian churches today where the pastor is teaching their people purposely to drop that barrier and enjoy it. Excuse me. You just wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it. Now, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. So when you look at this, you understand that the first thing you have to accept as a believer is what the book says about it. It's a mocker and strong drink is raging. We're not going to go into a doctrinal dissertation today. This is devotional. But I'm going to say this to you. You know the Bible doesn't promote the drinking of alcohol. And the way you know it is by this verse, if nothing else in the whole Old Testament, you know this. That wine is a mocker. In your Bible, it's clear as can be, in your King James Bible, which is the absolute final authority for all matters of faith and practice to the English-speaking world, and it is a foundation whereby to measure other versions in the world since 1600, 400 years ago. You know what you know? You know that he never promoted alcohol. Every time you find alcohol, you find something going wrong. You know that there's wine and there's new wine. Take that W coming over from the other base languages of English. It's like anything from the vine. It's vine. So what we have is we have either fruit of the vine or we have fermented fruit of the vine that moveth itself and turneth itself right in the cup. When he says, Timothy, use a little wine for thy stomach's sake, all you've got to do is go, example. All you've got to do is go compare. Just go compare. Go compare the passages of Christ on the cross where he uses vinegar and wine in two separate places and he uses them synonymously because vinegar is part of the process of taking fruit off the vine and using it. He's probably telling him to use vinegar or vinegar and honey, hunniger we call it today, for stomach's sake. And some of y'all who think that that's some kind of weird thing, you know, like some kind of hocus pocus, you ain't got a lick of sense left. Why do you think God gave us all the things he gave us off the vines and off the fruits and off the things we can grow? Why he didn't give it so we could become users of pharmakia, of pharmaceuticals. And he never once in your Bible told you it was wrong to get healed up. In fact, he had Luke, the beloved physician, and he wasn't going around writing prescriptions and cashing them at Walmart or at the local pharmacy. Now, I'm being a little sarcastic because it's horrible what has happened in Christianity today. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. That doesn't matter what culture you're living in. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how endemic or part of your culture it is. If you're saved, you're to walk away from that. If you're saved, it is the antithesis of being a Christian. But there's something else in the verse that's amazing. Ready? Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Oh. So the intellectual going to the symphony and having the section where they can sit and drink their wine and become intellectual and a slice of cheese and, you know, pretend to be becoming enlightened by imbibing of the wine and then, of course, getting enlightened by the spirit they're partaking of. They're not wise. What's the opposite of wise? It's a fool. It's a fool. So a man under the power of booze is a fool in that part of his life. He might be able to make money, but he's a fool in that part of his life. He's a fool. And we need to understand that that is the case. And so let us remind ourselves that whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now look, I grew up around horses, animals, cattle, cowboys. Spent many a day, many an hour with that kind of lifestyle and those people. But the old picture of the guy getting off his horse in town and the first thing he does is walk in the saloon, he's not wise. I don't know if you've ever read about some of the old-time fellows who had to hold the law or were equipped with a gun or had to live by the gun, but a whole bunch of them never even drank alcohol. They knew it diminished their capacity to perform. And so we need to understand that in a given part of a man's life, he might be able to make money. He might be a surgeon, he might be a lawyer, he might be an engineer, he might be all kind of things, he might be an athlete. But in the part of his life where he does not realize that wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging, if he is deceived by that, he's not wise. So if a man gets up and teaches that a little bit isn't going to hurt you and it's okay and the Bible doesn't forbid it, he's not wise. If he doesn't get up and say, look, wine will mock you, strong drink will get you, it'll rage all over you, it'll defeat you, and can you imagine the first place that a young person, a teenager, would taste alcohol would be at the Lord's Supper? Can you imagine somebody thinking that fermented fruit of the vine is going to represent the blood of Jesus Christ, the pure one? Can you imagine that? Well, this is a devotion. So what is the point? The point is this, a test of who is wise. A test of who is wise. You may have to get on your face and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I've let the world decay my resolve. I'm sorry I've let the world dim my light about you. I myself have been foolish. Have you been? Maybe you haven't been foolish in partaking of it, but you've slackened off on your belief about this thing. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.